Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Daniel L. Parrish, 70 of La Crosse, formerly of Muscadet, died Wednesday in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held on Friday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Dan Parrish is survived by a daughter, Angela and Eric Cast, a son, Stephen and Caitlin Parrish, siblings Vicky and Keith Cochran, Dave Parrish, Larry and Sonia Parrish, Randy Parrish, special aunt and uncle David and Connie Hudson, former wife but dear friend Bonnie and Ray Parrish, many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Daniel L. Parrish, 70 of La Crosse, formerly of Muscadet. James Allen Jim Unbehan, 68 of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be Friday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of services at noon. Burial will be held at the Ash Creek Cemetery. Jim Unbehan is survived by his wife Jolene, two daughters Victoria Unbehan and Allison Unbehan, father Alan Unbehan, sisters Suzanne and Rick Twett and Lori and Rick Burris, brother David and Kathy Unbehan, mother-in-law Cheryl Sobronic, sister-in-law Oreen Rosinski, many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. James Allen Jim Unbehan, 68, of Richland Center. Boyd E. Spurley, 72, of Arena, died Friday unexpectedly at home. Funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hooverson Funeral Home in Mazamani. Burial with military honors accorded by the Arena VFW post will be held in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 10 until 11. Boyd Spurley is survived by his siblings, Sherry Scheel, Gail and David Forseth, Guy and Lydia Spurley, Lenny Spurley, Wade and Angie Spurley, several nieces, nephews, and other relatives, and a special friend, Rose Anderson. Boyd E. Surley, 72, of Arena. Janice Marie Unbehan, 79, of Richland Center, died November 10th. Per her request, Janice's life will be celebrated through a Singspiration Saturday, May 2nd, at the Richland Center Free Methodist Church at 2 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial donations be made in Janice's name to Lydia's House Ministries in Richland Center or Eden's Glory, a therapeutic home for female survivors of human trafficking, or the Free Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Janice is survived by her siblings, Carolyn Denman, Marilyn and John Spone, and Aunt Barbara and Dick Riddle. Many nieces, nephews, great and great-great nieces and nephews, with two more coming soon, and a community of cherished friends. Janice Marie Unbehan, 79, of Richland Center. Wayne Allen Hardy, 67, of Rockford, Illinois, died Monday. A celebration of life will be Saturday, May 2nd, from 1 to 5 in the Community Center in Hillsboro. Wayne Hardy is survived by two sons, Wayne and Shanda Hardy of Hillsboro, and Sherman and Amanda Hardy, three sisters, Kathy Harvey Hardy of Muscadet, and Duraine Grassman of Richland Center, three brothers, Donald Hardy and Russell Hardy, both of Muscadet, and Jeffrey Hardy of Shannon, Illinois, 10 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and cousins, and special friend and partner, Sherry Metters of Rockford, Illinois. Wayne Allen Hardy, 67 of Muscadet.